Good morning. How are you guys doing? Thanks be to God, we have entered into another week. It is eye-opening just how quickly, or should I say, it is just crazy how quickly the time is passing by. You know, I keep saying to my students that we are almost at the end of the year 2020 and just a few weeks away from the Christmas break. And, you know, with all that is happening this year, both in our individual lives as well as in our countries, because we're all dealing with something of the sort. You know, as I reflect on everything that has been going on, I am reminded of the words of this song by Bobby Mason, a song that I've shared with you before, but these words are truly timeless. It says, "God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you can't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart." This song is such a great reminder that even in the midst of everything that we're seeing, everything that is happening in the physical realm right now, we can take heart that God is still in control. So in the book of Acts chapter 8, there is this story of Philip and a eunuch. In verse 26, we meet an angel telling Philip to arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down to Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is desert. Philip then arose and went on the path. There he beheld a man from Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. He had charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning. He was sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah, which is Isaiah, the prophet, when the Spirit said unto Philip, "Go near and join thyself to his chariot." And Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet and said unto him, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I, except a man should guide me?" And he desired Philip to come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture that he was reading said, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearer. So opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from earth." And the eunuch said unto Philip, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. The Bible says that as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went on both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. You know, as I read this scripture, I was just amazed at how God orchestrated everything. And a few things in particular stood out to me. The first was that the eunuch had a genuine desire for the truth. He said unto Philip, "How can I unless some man guides me?" It is also noteworthy that when Philip got there, the eunuch was already reading the scriptures. He was not what we would call a tabula rasa, a blank slate. He had a foundation, like many of us who either grew up in a Christian home or countries where Christianity is the dominant religion. He had some idea of the word of God. The difference with this eunuch and many is that he wanted more of this truth. He wanted to know more of the word. And because of this man's great desire for truth, God sent Philip to the rescue. This shows us that where there is a sincere desire for the true gospel, God will send a minister. And when I say minister, I don't necessarily mean an ordained minister in some church or organization, but just someone to be a witness to you, a witness of the true gospel that comes from St. John 3 verse 16, which tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord took Philip and sent him down a desert path to be a witness to this man. And can I tell you that God will do the very same for anyone in this season who earnestly seeks after him. In Jeremiah 29 verse 13, the Lord says, "He shall seek me and find me when he shall search for me with all your heart." And the third thing I saw was that the teaching of the gospel leads to transformation. After Philip ministered to the eunuch, they came near a certain pool of water. And the eunuch said to Philip, "Here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" And I just want to point out here that there were no crusades happening, no shouting, no speaking in tongues, no signs and wonders being performed, just the sharing of the gospel. And in the midst of this sharing, the eunuch said, "I am ready. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and I want to be baptized." You know, I heard a speaker saying the other day that a gospel that has not changed you has not saved you. And this for me is a great reminder that when we come in contact with the true gospel of Jesus Christ and his love for us, we will never be the same as it was with the eunuch. He went on his way rejoicing. So today I pose this question to all my listeners. You have heard the gospel. You have heard of God's love for mankind, so much so that he sent his only son to die on the cross as an atonement for our sin, just so that we could have life. The question is this: having heard this gospel, this good news, what is hindering you from accepting Christ? And if you're a backslider and you've wandered away from home, what is hindering you from returning home? I want you to think on these things. May God's grace and peace be upon you. See you next week.